Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I welcome you all to the Quarter 3 Financial Year 26 conference call to discuss the operational and financial performance for the Rashtriya Polypack Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines within the listen mode only, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, after which we will be open the floor for questions. Thank you, and over to you, Ramsroop sir.
Thank you, Divya. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I am pleased to welcome all our shareholders, analysts, and participants to the Rashtriya Polypack Limited earnings call for the third quarter of FY26. With me is today our CFO, Mr. Sunil Sharma. I hope you have all had the chance to go through our investor presentation. Let me begin with a quick overview of our performance. For quarter 3 FY26, revenue from the operations stood at Rs. 71.62 crores compared to Rs. 72.70 crore in quarter 3 last year, reflecting a year-on-year decline of 1.49%. EBITDA was at Rs. 10.3 crores compared to Rs. 9.05 crore in quarter 3 FY25, representing a 13.82% year-on-year growth. EBITDA margins improved to 14.4% compared to 12.5% in quarter 3 last year. Profit after tax was at 2.13 crore compared to 1.7 crore last year, reflecting a 25% year-on-year increase. While revenue declined marginally, year-on-year margins improved meaningfully due to better product mix and operational efficiencies. However, sequentially, quarter 3 tends to be seasonally softer, particularly on the domestic front. Let me now touch upon our domestic and export markets. Despite US tariff headwinds, exports continue to remain a strong growth driver for us in quarter 3. In quarter 3 FY26, exports revenue stood at Rs. 20.54 crores compared to 14.58 crores in quarter 3 FY25, reflecting a 40.8% growth year on year. This growth was largely driven by strong traction in injection molding products from existing customers. However, the US markets continue to remain challenging due to prevailing tariff structure. Now, with the ease in the tariff, we have actively started engaging with existing customers for further growth as well as new potential customers to start the new business. At the same time, we are actively diversifying geographically, and currently exports are there to 13 countries, helping reduce concentration risk. On the domestic front, revenues in quarter 3 FY26 stood at Rs. 51 crore as compared to 58 crore in quarter 3 FY25, reflecting a 12% year-on-year decline. The key factors impacting the domestic revenue were lower raw material prices impacting realization, especially in sheet sales, and moderation in institution offtake during the quarter due to seasonal impact. We have seen an improved traction towards the end of the quarter and expect domestic volume to strengthen in Q4. Product-wise performance in quarter 3 FY26, injection molding products grew very strongly, up by 38% from Rs. 12.8 crores to 17.6 crore. This continues to be our strongest performing segment, driven primarily by export demand. Thermoform packaging products remain stable at Rs. 38.3 crores. Sheet sales were lower at 15.22 crore as compared to 18.66 crore last year, reflecting an 18.4% year-on-year decline. During the quarter, we increased the extrusion capacity to 25,000 1,600 metric ton per annum from 24,000 metric ton per annum, strengthening backward integration and positioning ourselves for higher volume across packaging products. On the expenses front, COGS has improved from 60.6% to 56.4%. Employee cost increased to around 18% on year-on-year basis, primarily on account of annual increment done in April, as well as Unit 3, which commenced production commercial product operation during the year. The same was partly offset by saving in the job work charges for sheet extrusion and thermoforming business. One of the important highlights is signing the term sheet with a renewable power producer to purchase renewable power at a lower price under a captive arrangement. As per the term sheet, we shall be investing rupees 2.25 crore approximately in the renewable energy SPV, while remaining investment will be done by the power company. We expect to save around 1.5 crore approximate per annum in power cost once the project starts generating power, which we expect to happen in around 5 to 6 months from now. Further, on the interest front, we have finalized arrangements with the bank to convert the sum of rupees 20 crore loan into foreign currency loan at the lower interest rate, which will help us to save approximately 1 crore rupees per annum. At the same time, we are constantly working on finding ways to reduce the overall debt exposure to the company by bringing in more efficiency. We shall keep you updated on the same. On the Olive EcoPack, the joint venture, our JV company Olive EcoPack continues to make encouraging progress. We have installed capacity of 7 million pieces per day, making Olive one of the largest integrated producers in the country in this category. In quarter three, our paper coating was 1,085 metric ton, and finished goods we did 1,035 metric ton with utilization of around 28%. So we are steadily increasing our utilization. Financially, Olive recorded a turnover of 15.69 crore of revenue in quarter three, significantly higher than 12.05 crore in Q2. EBITDA improved to 1.15 crore with a margin of 7.33%, reflecting meaningful operation improvement from 0.05 crore in Q2. We are also seeing good traction from large domestic customers, and we are gaining interest from Europe and Middle East. We remain confident of achieving sales of 19 to 20 crore revenue in quarter four and continuing the journey towards profitability. Further, with the ease in the tariff in U.S., we expect to restart discussion with U.S. customers and positively start exporting to U.S. from quarter one of FY27. During the year, both Olive and RPPL participated in global exhibitions for packaging. The event helped strengthen our visibility in international markets, particularly in North America, and enabled meaningful engagement with existing and prospective customers. Looking ahead, we expect recovery in domestic volume in Q4. Export momentum, particularly in injection molding, remains encouraging. Olive continues progressing towards operating scale and improving margins. Renewable energy integration will support long-term margin stability, and reduction in the interest rates will also help in improving the margins. While overall quarter three has been relatively softer sequentially, the structural growth drivers of the business remain intact. With this, I conclude the business update for the quarter. We would be now happy to take your questions.
Participant who want to ask question, kindly raise your hand.
Using this.
Using raise hand icon. Participant who wants to ask question, kindly raise your hand using raise hand icon. Participant who want to ask question, kindly raise your hand using raise hand icon. Hello, investor. You can raise hand by selecting the React icon, and thereby you will get an option to raise hand. Hello, investor. You can raise your hand by using the React icon. There will you get an option to raise the hand. Hello, investor. You can raise your hand by using the React icon. There you will get an option to raise hand.
भेजो मैसेज यार, वो क्या करूं।
हेलो
मिस्टर
अगस्टिन, यू आर ऑडिबल।
आई वाज ट्राइंग टू फाइंड द बटन। ओके, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू फॉर टेकिंग माय क्वेश्चन। Sir, I wanted to have a little bit color on this JV operations actually. So the loss has come down. That is a good thing to know. But in your books, you have completely made the investment zero because the loss the company has made so far has not been your investment. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So can you tell me accumulated what is the loss position for this company so far?
For Olivico Pack, I'll just a minute. It's around 12 crore.
That's our share, or is it for the
our share? Our share.
Okay, so 24 crores for the total company JV. Okay, so going forward, once.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if the company is making 5 crore profit next year, this accumulated losses needs to be set up first, right?
Yes, of course. Of course.
So it means that we take at least 1 to 2 years for this whole thing to become profit and then consolidated numbers.
Yes. For us to get the profitability number, at least 1.5 year, we'll need to first recover that loss.
Okay, so since the company is making losses, how is the cash flow position? Is it all running on bank debt, or like how is it? Like the company may not be generating free cash, right? So it's all funded by bank lines, or like how is the negative working capital or cash position of JV basically?
I would say, like, with 20 crores of revenue, rough, we will be able to manage the cash flow with respect to depreciation and the bank interest and the other operations. We are not taking our interest what we have invested. We are, of course, accruing it in the books, and so that much cash flow is not going, which is roughly 1.5, 1.6 crore, both the JVs put together per quarter. But at 24, 25 crores, we'll be probably roughly at PBT level, we'll be doing the break even. So there then, so it's matter of another, I would say we are expecting 19 to 20 crore in this quarter, and maybe 23 to 24 crore in next quarter. So with that, roughly we'll be break even at PBT level.
Sir, just one, like, curious to understand, like, this particular product you are targeting mostly the US, or is it like Europe is also a big market for you?
No, it is domestic. Currently, majority of the sale is coming from the domestic market. Hello.
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. Majority of the sales is coming from the domestic market. We have around 15% of revenue coming from exports, which is in from UK and partly from Middle East. But US remains, of course, one of the strong market, and there's a big demand for this category of the product in US and Europe. So that definitely, with this reduction in the tariff, we expect that business to get started in those markets.
So with the tariff issue almost settled, and with the new FTA, so like for next year, okay, Q4 is anyway 920 crores, but for the next year as a whole, how much, like, can
Yeah,
you see?
from Q1 we could start seeing the moment. Already the discussions have started with the customers who were sitting on the fence. So they already the discussions have been initiated again, and we expect definitely to see the revenue coming from those geographies.
Sir, just one suggestion. Actually, this since you're going through by this route of accounting, it's very difficult to actually identify, like, what is exactly happening with the JV. Like, had it been a subsidiary, like, consolidated statement would have given condition, like, this much cash burn is there, or financials. But this, like, I mean, you've written, you've disclosed everything. I'm not denying the fact, but it's unless you go very minute and deep inside, you'll not be able to understand exactly what is the position for this company. So I was surprised to see that, like, another 2 to, I mean, it will take at least 1 to 2 years to materially see our financials improving, at least the EPS point of view. So that's because the accounting style was like this. I mean, wherein you do a 50% direct hit on the P&L. So I, as an investor, I would be more happy if had you considered it as a subsidiary, and otherwise it's another, there's another option of showing the financials separately for this JV, so that things become very clear. That's a humble request, sir.
We are consolidated subsidiary. After subsidiary only we can do. What we can do is we can put those numbers, or maybe in our investor presentation if possible, so that there will be clarity on that. So we can start doing that from next investor presentation.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And one more thing, sir. This on this staff attrition point. So recently, the HR head has also resigned.
Huh, one
Is
HR
it
person,
anything?
yeah, he was
Yeah,
so we have
the
already,
HR head.
yeah
So have you found a replacement for them, or still?
yeah no we have internally promoted a person who was working with us since last 3 4 years, so he has been promoted internally only.
The company secretary also got like,
Hello.
but generally, as a strategy for the company to retain employees, do you provide any ESOP option?
Your
Like,
voice
what
is
I am
breaking, Mr. Augustine. In between, your voice is breaking.
the point for retaining employees, are we having any special scheme or ESOP? I mean, because everyone's in a, like, frequently there are some things like this happening in the company. it's not a good sign, right? I mean, but the company is.
Your voice is a little breaking, but what I understood is about retaining of the people. We are giving ESOP also to the to our key people who are there in the company, apart from the salaries. But as you understand, like after 5-7 years, sometimes people want to switch over. It's not that people are switching just in 1 or 2 years. So we have found replacement who can actively do the same kind of work because he was working under him only. So we are not very much concerned about that particular this thing. But of course, yes, we are trying our best in terms of retaining the people, provided that doesn't affect our budget also. And we keep people motivated with this ESOP, which we give almost every year. Like.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll join
the
Yeah.
Participant who wants to ask question, kindly raise your hand using raise hand icon. Participant who want to ask question, kindly raise your hand using raise hand icon. Participant who want to ask question, kindly raise your hand using raise hand icon. Hello, Mr. Sumit, we have sent you unmute request. Please unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Can you please give us some outlook for, I don't know, I joined the call a little late. Oh. So, you know, what's the outlook for the next That's 2-3 years, both in terms of revenues and margins?
For plastic business, we are looking at around 360 to 370 odd crore revenue for 27, and without any further major capex, our capacity is around 400 odd crore. So the idea will be to reach this capacity without any further capex first.
Okay.
And on the paper business, we are looking at around 120 to 130 crores for FY 27. And roughly 180 to 190 crores for FY 28.
Okay.
So and last business will be roughly at the margin of 15-15.5% EBITDA, and paper business will be at 16-16.5% EBITDA.
Which is kind of right now you're achieving how much?
We are roughly at 14.5%.
Got it. And also in terms of working capital, how do you see the working capital playing out?
Working capital cycle actually also depends upon the RM prices. Sometimes if the RM is going up, we have to stock the material. or sometimes during the start of the season, we have to keep certain inventory for certain customer to meet the seasonal demand. But the idea is to reduce the working capital by 10 to 15 crores over next 2 quarters. That is the whole idea.
Got it. And in terms of CapEx, do you need any CapEx to achieve these numbers? Say, ballpark, you're saying about 500 crores for FY27.
No, major CapEx. No major CapEx up. Around 3-4 crores here and there. But apart from that, no major CapEx.
Got it. So right now you're working at what kind of capacity utilization?
Different processes are at different capacities. But as I said, like we are roughly at, in terms of revenue on plastic, we are at roughly at 330, 40 crores of revenue. So we have additional 50, 60 crores of revenue to be increased. And we are like in some segment, we are at 70%, in some, we are at 90%. So, and somewhere we are at 55%. So different processes are at different utilization level.
Got it. So strategically, what are you looking at, say, after FY27? Would you continue to grow in the segments that you are in, or are you looking to go into some new segments?
Like, of course, we see a good potential in paper as a category also. Once we are able to stabilize that and reach to 80% of the installed capacity, there we see a good potential. And also in our plastic business and injection molding, we see a good growth coming along with the thermoforming. So there, both the once we stabilize and for a year or so reduce our debt, then we will definitely look forward to grow further in these two categories itself by at least another 40 to 50%. So the next target will be to go to 700, 750 odd crore in these two segment itself. At the same time, we'll try to identify certain new products which we are in process, which can add or complement to the existing range of products.
Got it. And what's the current debt level?
We are roughly at 9,500 crores, all put together, term loan and cash credit.
And that's roughly what's the cost of debt?
7.5% to 8% on an average. Out of which, now we have reduced around 15-18 odd crores to 2.25%.
This is more like packing credit.
No, it was a JPY loan which we took.
JPY. Okay. So are you hedging that loan or it's an unhedged loan?
We have natural exports, so we are not hedging it.
Natural exports to Japan.
More it is in USD. At the end of the day, it is linked with USD only. And if we see the 5-year trend, JPY is more or less stable, like. Because ours is 1 year only tenure. It's not a long tenure.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Participant who want to ask question, kindly raise your hand using raised hand icon. Participant who wants to ask question, kindly raise your hand using raise hand icon. Participant can put. Participant can put their question in the chat box also. Participant who want to ask question can also put their question on the in the chat box also.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, Ramsup sir.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for taking the time off and joining us for the Q3 FY26 conference call. Wishing you all good health. Thank you very much.